Shalom to all. Today's afternoon, Shalom Sachem Daf Nun Ches. We are starting Nun Zayin Obey. It's about two lines off the bottom with the words Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua, and Vilna's first daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Mem Tes Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah Daf ago, we had learned that according to Rabbi Shua, even if the meat of the carbon became tameh, as long as the emurim are still here and we can be makir them, we're allowed to do Zrikas Adam, which would mean that the carbon's kosher. Even when the meat can't be eaten, the carbon's still kosher. And the question is, where does this come from? So Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shmuel, says Bishim Rabbi Shua. In essence, that's Rabbi Shua explaining his own shita. One pasuk says, and it continues talking about Zrikas Adam, and afterwards the pasuk tells us, so we see the pasuk mentions Basar. Then another pasuk says, and this pasuk also talks about Zrikas Adam, and it only mentions Chelev and doesn't say anything about Basar. What do we learn from here? That as long as we have one of the two, the meat could be eaten, even though the Emurim are tamei, or we have the Emurim, but the Basar is tamei, not a problem. We could do Zrikas Adam, and the carbon's kosher. We continue discussing the kashrus of the carbon, even though something happened to part of it. Taman Tani over there, we learned in the Mishnah. This is Maseches Menachos. Later on in the Maseches, we're going to bring it up as well. Specifically, this is referring to carbon mincha, nitmu shi'areha, nisfu shi'areha, avdu shi'areha. Let's say the kohen took off the kmitza, which is the fistful of the carbon mincha, which is brought in the mizbeach, and after he took it off, but he didn't bring it on the mizbeach yet, the shi'arayim, everything left over, either became tamei, got burnt up, or got lost. So Kabbis Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds the Zrika without the meat is kosher, so Kshera, the mincha is still kosher, and the kmitza could be brought on the mizbeach, and Kabbis Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, psula, it's possible. Another example, Shlevi Kli Shares, let's say the mincha was put not into Kli Shares, not into one of the kelim based mikdash, psula, so it's possible, whereas Rabbi Shmuel Machsher, Rabbi Shmuel said it's kosher. Let's say Hikter Kaimtsa Pa'amayim, the kaimtz of the mincha was brought twice, meaning instead of bringing it all in mizbeach one shot, he did part of it, and then the second part of it. Kshera, it's still kosher. Now we didn't discuss it, that's Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, im ein dam, ein basar. If the blood is not here, or if it's tamei, so then we can't eat the meat, and it doesn't make a difference if the meat is here and it's kosher. However, afal pi she'ein basar, yash dam. Even if we don't have basar, if it's not here, that's not a problem. We could still be zarek the dam, and the carbon's kosher. Also, in regards to carbon mincha, im ein kaimetz, ein shiraim, if we don't have the kaimetz anymore, if it was lost or got ruined or tamei, so then the shiraim are irrelevant. However, afal pi she'ein shiraim, yash kaimetz, even if the shiraim are not here anymore, like we just mentioned above, still, as long as the kaimetz is fine, he could bring it, and the mincha is fine as well. No, that's Rabbi Shua, according to Rabbi Shua. Im ein dam, ein basar. Im ein basar, ein dam. If there's no blood, there's no meat. If there's no meat, there's no blood. And im ein kaimetz, ein shiraim, ein kaimetz. If there's no kaimetz, the shiraim are not relevant. And if there's no shiraim, then the kaimetz is not relevant. Now we skip the next two lines, starting from Amar of Mana up until the words Yesh kaimetz, and we pick up again with the words Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, the Rav Rabbi Yechanan train Amrin. Both Rav and Yechanan say, my Rabbi Shua does agree. She'im avar v'zarkas adam shehortza, that if he was ivar and he sprinkled the blood when he wasn't supposed to, then there's still ritzui of the dam, as we mentioned before, the idea of the tzitz being miratze. So even though Rabbi Shua holds the chatchila, there's not to be zrikas hadam. If he did do zrika, it's kosher. And moving on to halacha vav, the Mishnah discusses in greater detail what that means to bring the korban pesach betoma. As we had said, when it's brought betoma, it's eaten betoma. And what does it mean to bring a betoma? So nitma kahal oy rubai, let's say the entire congregation, all of Am Yisrael is tamei, or the majority of them are tamei, oy shayoi kahanim tameim, or the kahanim who are doing the avoda with the korban, they're all tamei. Va'kahal tahar, even if the kahal, the congregation, the rest of Am Yisrael is tahar, yasu betoma, everyone does a betoma, because in all these cases we just mentioned, all the psachim, or at least the majority of the psachim, are going to end up being tamei, so therefore everybody, the tamei and the tahar people, end up eating a betoma. Now let's say nitma miyata kahal, only minority of the kahal became tamei, so atahirin oisenes harishain, everyone who's tahar, which is the majority, they do pesach harishain, va'tameim oisenes hasheni, the tameim, since they're the minority, they get pushed off to pesach sheni, which is a month after Pesach Rishon. I think more clarifies Mantana Rav. Who's the Tana that holds that Rav is what makes the determination over here? Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir. The Tani, because we learn as follows, and this is a Mishnah from Maseches Harias. So let's pause and explain the general idea before we continue, because in soon discussion, the rest of the Gemara is going to be all about this. There's a carbon called Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur. This is what has to be brought when the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly regarding something that one would receive karies for. They said it's not a problem, and the majority of the nation followed their psak. So instead of each person bringing their own personal carbon chatos, only one par is brought by Bezdin to atone for this. This is Shitas Rab Meir. Rabbi Yehuda argues that each Shevet brings their own par. Rabbi Shimon says that both the individual Shvatim and the Sanhedrin bring a par. So we have our three Shitas, Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that our Mishnah, in regards to the Karm Pesach being brought by Toma, that says that if the majority of the Kahal is Tomei, so everyone's going to bring the Karm Pesach and eat it then, but Toma, that's Shitas Rab Meir. Where do we get this from? Maseches Harias. That's what we quote right now. Rab Meir, I mean, Rab Meir says, he machtes kol shvatim, he machts Matzahs Kol Shevet V'Shevet Ubalvad Rav, that it doesn't make a difference if half of all the Shvatim followed Bezdin's mistaken Psak, or if half of every single Shevet followed Bezdin's mistaken Psak, that requires this carbon to be brought Ubalvad Rav, as long as we have the majority. So it doesn't have to be everyone, it just has to be the majority, and that's going to require the Par Helm Dovershol Tzibur to be brought. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatzi Kol Shevet V'Shevet, if only half of every single Shevet followed the Sanhedrin's mistaken Psak, so then they do not bring the Par Helm Dovershol Tzibur, Ubalvad Rav Shvatim Shleimim, it has to be that the majority of all the Shvatim, but whole Shvatim, which means 7 out of 12 Shvatim, it's only if we have 7 full of those Shvatim, the Par is going to be brought. And also another Cheshin Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, Shevet Echad Gair Kol HaShvatim, one Shevet drags along all the other Shvatim. Namely, if an entire Shevet, or even Rav of one sinned, not only do they bring a Par, they cause all the other Shvatim to bring a Par as well. Now regarding the Karban Pesach, it's the same Achleikas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if one Shevet became Tamei, everyone could do the Pesach B'Toma, whereas according to Rav Meir, we need the majority of the nation to be Tamei in order to do the Pesach B'Toma. Now what's a Machloikas? Rav Meir says, Kol HaShvatim Krim Kahal, it's only all the Shvatim together which are called a Kahal, and that's what the Pesach says regarding Par Helm Dervishal Tzibur, that it has to be the Kahal, so it's only all the Shvatim are called a Kahal, that's Rav Meir Shita, whereas Rav Yehuda says, Kol Shevet Shevet Kari Kahal, every single Shevet is called a Kahal, and therefore even if just one Shevet was over the mistaken Pesach of Bezdin, they would have to bring a Karban, and they're actually Gar everyone after them. And as we continue discussing, and actually we're going to be having a pretty big Girsa mashup in the next couple lines, the last four words over here, and first couple lines on the top of the Amud, so the proper Girsa is as follows, Asid Rabbi Yehuda Krib Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, remember Rabbi Shimon was the third sheet in the mission that we had quoted, and Rabbi Yehuda goes just like Rabbi Shimon, Kamad Rabbi Shimon Amar, just like Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shevet Shevet Kari Kahal, that every single Shevet is called their own Kahal, and therefore, even if just one Shevet is Iver, they're going to have to bring their own Karban, Kain Rabbi Yehuda Amar, so to Rabbi Yehuda says, turn the page on Chasam Beis on the top, the Kol Shevet Shevet Kari Kahal, that every single Shevet is called their own Kahal, and so the question is, Ma Nafik B'Nehoin, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The answer is, Greira, if one drags along the other, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Ain Shevet Echad Gar Kol HaShvatim, one Shevet doesn't drag all the other ones after it, if one Shevet was Iver, so they have to bring a Par, and that's it, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Shevet Echad Gar Kol HaShvatim, the one Shevet does drag all the other Shvatim after it, and therefore, even though just one Shevet was Iver, it causes all the other Shvatim to have to bring a Par. However, we have a qualification, she's Rabbi Yehuda, and here we're reading from the Gemara, 6 lines from the top with the words Afalgav, and this is the qualification, Afalgav Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Shevet Echad Gar Kol HaShvatim, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that one Shevet will drag all the other Shvatim after it to have to bring this Par, Maida, he agrees, V'hushetei Harayim Lishkas HaGazis, it has to be that that Psak that they followed came from Lishkas HaGazis, from the Sanhedrin. In other words, there's really two different scenarios when a Shevet is going to have to bring a Par Helm Dervishal Tzibur. That's if the main Bezdin of that Shevet makes a mistaken Psak, and that Shevet follows their main Bezdin's Psak, so then they would have to bring a Par. However, in this case, they do not drag everyone after them, because that's limited to their Shevet. But if the Sanhedrin made a mistaken Psak for everyone, and only one Shevet happened to have followed that Psak, since that came from Lishkas HaGazis, from Sanhedrin, then, according to Yehuda, their Geirer, everyone after them, and everyone has to bring a Par. And Rabbi Yossi clarifies, Tami Dehayin Tanoya, where does this come from? Because the Pasuk says, Min HaMakom Ahu Asher Yivchar Hashem, from that place that Hashem chose, what does that mean, from that place? So we know that the Sanhedrin sat in Lishkas HaGazis, which is in that place, which is in the Beis HaMikdash compound, and therefore it's when this Psak comes from Lishkas HaGazis, that's when one Shevet is going to be Geirer everyone after them. Now we further qualify, Ma Tami Rabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Yehuda's source for this concept of Greira, that if one Shevet was Iver, they're going to drag everyone after them to have to bring the Par? And the answer is because the Pasuk says, V'nisach l'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. There's going to be an atonement for all Adas B'nei Yisrael. Now it's mashma that everyone in Klal Yisrael needs an atonement, and it doesn't say that everyone in Klal Yisrael sinned, so that tells us, says Rabbi Yehuda, even if only one Shevet sinned, everyone needs an atonement. Now my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reason? Well, that's because the continuation of the Pasuk says, Ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga, for the entire nation was b'shoigeg, and that's mashma that it's only when the whole nation is b'shoigeg, when the whole nation sinned, then the whole nation has to bring the parallel Dershal Tzibur. But if only one Shevet sinned, so just that one Shevet brings, and they're not Geir everyone after them. Now, obviously, the question is, Mamakai Reb Shimon, Tamid Reb Yehuda, V'nisach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What does Reb Shimon do with Reb Yehuda's Pasuk of V'nisach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael? And the answer is, Prat L'Nashim L'Ketanim. It's excluding women and children. They're not counted as part of the majority of Am Yisrael. Reb Shimon says, we need the majority of Am Yisrael to be over the Avera, but women and children are not counted as part of that. No way, the flip side, Mamakai Reb Yehuda, Tamid Reb Shimon, Kilo Cholam Mishgaga. What does Reb Yehuda do with the Pasuk of Reb Shimon of Kilo Cholam Mishgaga? And the answer is, Prat L'Shetchila B'Zadin V'Sefi B'Shgaga, it excludes a case where in the beginning they were Zadin, they were Mazed, they knew what was going on, and at the end they ended up doing it B'Shaygeg. According to Yehuda, it has to be that it's Shaygeg from beginning. beginning to end, and only then they're chayav to bring the karbon. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Avin says b'shem Rav Binyamin bar Levi, k'roi mesayel man da'amar kol shevet shevet kari kahal. Here's the pasuk that supports the man da'amar that every single shevet is called its own kahal, and that's both Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. They both hold that. What's the pasuk that supports this? So we know that Yaakov Avinu was told gai u'kahal gayim yemi mecha, that a nation and a congregation of nations is going to come from you. Now v'adayin loy noel Binyamin. Binyamin still wasn't born yet, which means that Hashem was telling him that you are going to have a child that will be born to you, and that child is called Kahal Goyim. And it was only one child, it was just Binyamin that was born afterwards, so we see that even one Shevet is called Kahal. Now Rav Chiya bar Vahi tells us, Kashim Shehin Chalkin Kan, Kachim Chalkin Betoma, the same way that we have as Machalikas over here regarding Paralam Darshal Tzibur, who has to bring it when, it's the same thing in regards to Toma, we had mentioned briefly on Amud Aleph, meaning regarding Karim Pesach being brought by Toma. The Tani, we have a Braisa, Hoya Tzibur Chatzim Tayrim Chatzim Tmein. Let's say Am Yisrael, half of them were Tar, half of them were Tamei. Hatahirin Oisinus Rishon, Batmeim Sasheni, Divra Meir. According to Rav Meir, Tahirim bring Karim Pesach Rishon, Tmeim bring Karim Pesach Sheni. And that's because it's 50-50 and one is not Ger the other. However, Rib Shimon Oimer, that's the proper Girsa. Rib Shimon says, Hatahirin Oisin La Atzmon, Batmein Oisin La Atzmon, that by Pesach Rishon, the Tahirim make their own and the Tmeim make their own. And that's because he holds that half is actually considered Rive. And therefore, it's considered like we have Rive Tmeim and also Rive Tahirim. So therefore, Rive Tmeim does their own Pesach by Pesach Rishon, and the Rive of Tahirim also do their own by Pesach Rishon. Now, Amrulai, they told him, meaning they told Rav Shimon, Eina Pesach b'chatzion, the Karban Pesach doesn't come in halves, everyone does it together. Oy, kulam yasu b'tahara, oy, kulam yasu b'toma. Everyone has to either do it b'tahara, or everyone does it b'toma. What does that mean? That half the nation who's Tameh, they bring their Karban Pesach, and half the nation which is Tahar, they bring their Karban Pesach. Now, there's a question that asked Rav Shimon, and the question is, Manu Amrulai, who is these Amrulai that asked them this question? And the answer is, it's actually Reb Yuda asking this question on Reb Shimon. Ditanim Taman, we've mentioned over there, Maseches Menachos, Nitmes Achas Menachalos. If one of the chalos of the Lechem Apanim becomes Tamei, Oy Echem Menasidarim, or one of the columns of the Lechem Apanim becomes Tamei, Reb Yuda says, Shneim Yasal Beis Asreifa, both of them, meaning both columns, in other words, all the Lechem Apanims, they have to be brought to be burned, Shein Carbon Sibur Chaluk, because we don't have a split Carbon Sibur. It can't be that we keep the Tahar ones and then bring new Tahar ones. We have to get rid of everything, Tahar and Tamei, and bring new Tahar ones. No one has someone alpha on top. However, Chacham and Chacham argue and they say, Hatoim betumasei v'hatar yoichal, the Tamei, it's Tamei, and the Tar ones are eaten. So we clearly see from here that it's Reb Yehuda that was telling Reb Shimon, that's the Amruloi, ain't a Pesach b'chetzion. You can't split it. It's not some are Tamei, some are Tahar. However, Reb Yisrael Rabbanim says, B'shem Reb Yechanan, it can't be that the Amruloi is Reb Yehuda, because Amruloi is a Lashon Rabbim. They said to him. And if it's Reb Yehuda, then it's he said to him. And therefore, says Reb Yisrael Rabbanim, B'shem Reb Yechanan, Mani Amruloi, who's the Amruloi? Chachamim shehein kishitas Reb Yehuda. That's a proper girsa. It's the Chachamim going in shitas Reb Yehuda. It's not Reb Yehuda himself asking on Reb Shimon. It's the Chachamim going in shitas Reb Yehuda asking on Reb Shimon, which is more or less the same answer as before. It's just that this answer works better with the lashon of Amrulai, they said to him, as opposed to if it was Reb Yehuda himself talking, it should be he said to him. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.